and Hayes dies after being taken off life support. By Breitbart News on August 15, 2022. Los Angeles, AP, and Hayes, the Emmy-winning film and television actor whose dramatic Hollywood rise in the 1990s and accomplished career contrasted with personal chapters of turmoil, died of injuries from a fiery car crash. She was 53. Hayes was peacefully taken off life support, spokeswoman Holly Baird said in a statement Sunday night. Hayes had been on life support at a Los Angeles burn center after suffering a severe anoxic brain injury, caused by a lack of oxygen, when her car crashed into a home August 5. According to a statement released Thursday by a representative on behalf of her family and friends. She was declared brain dead Friday, but was kept on life support in case her organs could be donated, an assessment that took 9 days. In the U.S., most organ transplants are done after such a determination. A native of Ohio whose family moved around the country, Hayes endured an abusive and tragic childhood, one that helped push her into acting as a way of escaping her own life. She showed enough early promise to be offered professional work in high school and first came to prominence on the NBC soap opera Another World from 1987 to 1991, winning a Daytime Emmy Award for the role of twins Marley and Vicki Hudson, who on the show sustained injuries that anticipated Hayes's. Vicki falls into a coma for months after a car crash. By the late 1990s, Hayes was one of the hottest actors in Hollywood, a constant on magazine covers and in big-budget films. In 1997 alone, she played opposite Johnny Depp as his wife and Donnie Brasco and Tommy Lee Jones in Volcano and was part of the ensemble cast in the original I Know What You Did Last Summer. The following year, she starred with Ford in 6 Days, 7 Nights and appeared with Vince Vaughn and Joaquin Phoenix in Return to Paradise. She also played one of cinema's most famous murder victims, Marion Crane of Psycho, in Gus Van Sant's remake of the Alfred Hitchcock classic, and co-starred in the indie favorite Walking and Talking. Around the same time, her personal life led to even greater fame, and both personal and professional upheaval. She met Ellen DeGeneres at a 1997 Vanity Fair Oscar party, fell in love, and began a 3-year relationship that made them one of Hollywood's first openly gay couples. But Hayes later said her career was damaged by an industry wary of casting her in leading roles. She would remember advisors opposing her decision to have DeGeneres accompany her to the premiere of Volcano. "We were tapped on the shoulder, put into her limo in the third act, and told that we couldn't have pictures of us taken at the press junket," Hayes said in 2018 on the podcast Irish Goodbye. After she and DeGeneres parted, Hayes had a public breakdown and would speak candidly of her mental health struggles. Hayes's delicately elfin look belied her strength on screen. When she won the National Board of Review's 1997 Best Supporting Actress Award, the board cited the 1-2 punch of Donnie Brasco and the political satire Wag the Dog, in which Hayes portrayed a cynical White House aide and held her own against film great Robert De Niro. Hayes also called effectively on her apparent fragility. In 2002, she starred on Broadway in the play Proof as a woman fearful of losing her sanity, just like her father, a brilliant mathematics professor. An Associated Press review praised her touching performance. "Vulnerable yet funny, particularly when Catherine mocks the suspicions about her mental stability." In the fall of 2000, soon after her breakup with DeGeneres, Hayes was hospitalized after knocking on the door of a stranger in a rural area near Fresno, California. Authorities said she had appeared shaken and disoriented and spoke incoherently to the residents. In a memoir released the following year, Call Me Crazy, Hayes talked about her lifelong battles. During a 2001 interview with TV journalist Barbara Walters, Hayes recounted in painful detail alleged sexual abuse by her father, Donald Hayes, who professed to be devoutly religious and died in 1983 from complications of AIDS. Hayes described her suffering as so extreme she developed a separate personality and imagined herself descended from another planet. In the final days of his life, Hayes said, she learned he was secretly gay and that she believed his inability to live honestly fueled his anger and hurtful behavior. Not long after her father died, her brother Nathan, one of her 4 siblings, was killed in a car crash. "I'm not crazy. But it's a crazy life. I was raised in a crazy family and it took 31 years to get the crazy out of me," Hayes told Walters. "In an effort to escape the past, I drank. I smoked. I did drugs. I had sex with people. I did anything I could to get the shame out of my life. Hache dated Steve Martin in the 1990s and is widely believed to have inspired the childlike but ambitious aspiring actor played by Heather Graham in his Hollywood spoof Bowfinger. She later had a son with camera operator Coleman LaFoon, to whom she was married from 2001 to 2009. She had another son during a relationship with actor James Tupper, her co-star on the TV series Men in Trees. Hache worked consistently in smaller films, on Broadway, and on TV shows in the past two decades. She recently had recurring roles on the network series Chicago PD and All Rise, and in 2020 was a contestant on Dancing with the Stars.